thanks God, that child needs a little bit. When he grows up, if he is same stupid, now he needs a lot. So he should learn something when he grows up. Ignorance is with us, and it's good, and it's time. You were ignorant at the beginning, not now. Yes.
Alas for these childish, undisciplined elders, who in their strength have become an affliction to every guardian. When weapons and ignorance are brought together, he becomes in his tyranny a world-consuming pharaoh.
Ah, this is it. The power and the stupidity. When they come together, then you have the dictators. We have all that problems when these come together. Single? No. Stupidity? Look at the children. They are stupid. So what? They don't have the power, so they don't do a lot of bad stuff. When you grow up, then if you are stupid, is really a problem, because you could do something. This is how we look at it. So you cannot say that this action is bad. Logically you say it, but you're wrong, because that stupidity is good when it is in the child. That's the trick. Let go of that simple, silly animal logic in your brain. Understand the complexity of this stuff, and understand the role that you have to play, because that's what we're talking about. Yes.
Oh, poor man, thank God for thy deficiency, for thou art delivered from being a pharaoh and ungrateful. Thank God that thou...
So, when you didn't win the lotto and you didn't become a millionaire, be thankful, because there is a lot of bad stuff that you cannot do and you would not. Because having that power, then it's questionable everything. Yes.
Thank God that thou art the oppressed, not the oppressor. Thou art secure from acting like Pharaoh and from every temptation.
This is the way to think about it. The fellowship. Don't forget that. When you are praying for the power and the money and the possibilities, think about the fellowship that comes with it. And be happy that you don't have a lot of power. So you are not that guilty. You see how beyond the logic we are? We are talking opposite the logic, yes, but somehow it is logical to understand that, in that solution, so I don't have the power, thanks God. So a lot of sins doesn't happen here.
An empty belly never bragged of divinity, for it has no faggots to feed its fire. An empty belly is the devil's prison, because anxiety for bread prevents him from plotting and deceiving.
What do you feel when you are hungry and you have nothing to eat? Oh, you haven't experienced it yet. But 800 years ago it will happen a lot. Everybody is angry and they don't like it, right? you say you could like it. Think about it. When you're hungry, you are just thinking about food. You are not thinking about the nastiest stuff to do to cheat the other people. You see? In everything which is negative, you could see the positivity. Yes, that's how we believe that you could be comfortable. Live comfortable. That's why you should give up of a lot of actions to become coherent. Yes?
Know that a belly full of viands is the devil's market, where the devil's merchants raise a clamor. Merchants who practice sorcery and sell worthless goods and obfuscate wits by vociferation. By a sorcery they cause a vat to run like a horse and make a piece of linen out of moonshine and twilight. They weave earth like silk and throw earth in the eyes of the discerning. They give to a bit of sandalwood the appearance of a piece of wood. They put in us the envious desire for a clod.
Okay. What is he talking about? He's talking about that the ability to cheat. The animal, they cheat just for eat and not to be eaten and have some sex. Period. What about we? This is it. He gives you a list of these really awful stuff that we can do, and it's normal. Look around you, everybody is doing it because they want to look clever. That's how they start cheat. Yes.
Holy is he who giveth earth a color and causes us to quarrel over it like children. A skirtful of earth and we are like little children. In our sight the earth is as gold as the mine. There is no room for a child beside men. How should God let a child sit with men? If fruit becomes old, so long as it's immature and not ripe, it is called gura. Though immature and sour reach the age of 100 years, he is a child and unripe in the opinion of every sagacious person. Though his hair and beard be white, he is still in the childish state of fear and hope, saying, shall I attain, or am I left immature? Oh, I wonder, will the vine bestow that bounty on me?
What is this? But look at the human being. When I say the children, I mean not grown up. So you could have white hairs and be like a child. Look around you, you will see. By growing up, I don't mean growing old. There is a growing up for the human being. So you should pay attention that, are you growing up or you are remaining you? Yes?
Notwithstanding such an incapacity and remoteness, will he confer on these unripe grapes of mine a perfection like that of the ripe grape? I have no hopes from any quarter, but that bounty is saying to me, do not you despair.
This is a good way to explain it. He said, okay, this is it. Kure means the not grown up, not good stuff, okay? Talked about it, then so, okay, when I look at it, that's no good at all. What did I do? I judged, I say it's bad. No, wait a minute. It could be the opposite. It could, that bad stuff could be good. Yes?
Our Khan has made a perpetual feast. He is always pulling our ears. Do not lose hope.
That's the point. When I look around me, I see a lot of silly people who are not trying to be good human beings. They are trying to cheat and that. Then what? Then I start to say, oh, okay, let's give up. I'm not supposed to give up. I'm given information to give up. That's not the use of information. No, there is hope. Because tomorrow is tomorrow. Nobody could bring it today. It's tomorrow. And what will happen tomorrow. What is the hope? Hope is some situation that it doesn't look good, but I wish it will change, and it could, doesn't it? Yes.
Although we are in the ditch by this despair, let us go dancing along, since he has invited us. Let us dance like mettlesome horses galloping towards the familiar pasturage. Let us toss our feet, though no foot is there. Let us drain the cup, though no cup is there.
Listen, this is what I'm talking. I'm saying that in that time we will run there. We'll run, not with these feeds. I'm talking about that transformation, which I cannot find a better word for it. So I will use these words. Yes.
Because all things there are spiritual. 'Tis reality on reality on reality.
This is it. This is the trick. I don't know how to explain it. Because that domain is the domain and field of meaning. The meaning, the word is not reality, is meaning. Ma'ni andar ma'ni andar ma'ni ast. That's what we are talking about. Do you remember how many times I brought this word out? Your meaning. Because you have a meaning. Your meaning is what's outside of you. It's not in you. Your meaning is your cultural character. That's the trick. Yes?
Form is the shadow. Reality is the sun. The shadowless light is to be in the ruin. When not a brick is left on a brick there, no ugly shadow remains in the moonlight.
The visible part of it, which is Surat, this is the shadow. The meaning means the sun. Okay, when there is the sun, there is the shadow. Right? Even in the ruins, you will find the shadow. Shadow, it's not by itself. It's reacting to that light. In these ruins that I'm looking at, there is no shadow. Why? Because nothing is standing up. When nobody is standing up, there is no shadow. Yes?
If the brick be of gold, it must be torn away, since the brick is the price paid for inspiration and light. In order to remove the shadow, the mountain is raised to the ground. 'Tis a small matter to fall to pieces.